In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. The worst sentence that love can pass is that we behold the suffering which love endured for our sake. Why is this night different from all others? Asked the youngest capable child at the Passover Seder. As every detail of that night is retold, relived, the whole family becomes an active part of the history of their people. As Christians, we also spend time teaching our children about our history. But I think that we often skip over the hard parts that are bare, that are hard to bear, the ones that make us uncomfortable. And I think that we need to spend some time keenly focused on the price that Jesus the Christ, Jesus the man, had to pay in order to redeem our sins, or redeem us. I want to preface this sermon by telling y'all that it was extremely difficult to write. The reason for that is that I had a hard time finding words that were worthy of the work that Christ did for us. The first thing you must know, and the first thing you must remember this Good Friday, is that Jesus was fully human in his suffering. While it is true that he's the Son of God, he was not given a pass that day. Jesus lived out that Friday not as God, but as man. He truly suffered. He grappled with the events of that day, the humiliation, the despair, the pain, and the death, exactly as you or I would have. On Palm Sunday, you heard the Passion story as recorded in Mark, and today you heard the Passion of Christ from the Gospel of John. Don't just hear these stories. Don't just hear how Jesus the Christ, the begotten Son of God Almighty, the flesh and blood Son of the Virgin Mary, remained obedient to the end. And then he offered himself as a sacrifice for our sins. Don't just hear the story. Force yourself to become involved in this story emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Put yourself in the story. Wear your discomfort and feel your shame. As a member of the crowd, inhale the stench of sweat and waste of both man and beast. Push against the crowd so that you can get a better view of what's going on. Witness Jesus stand trial. Shout out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Sarcastically call him the King of the Jews as the soldiers parade him out with the purple robe and the crown of thorns. Mock Jesus, spit on him. After all, we have every right. He wasn't the king that we wanted. We wanted a king who would throw the Gentiles out, who would come and reestablish the throne of David. And what did we get? My friend Andy says we got a belly full of disappointment. What good is this man to us? As Peter denied Jesus, shiver with shame of remorse and guilt when you realize your failure. You hear the second crow of the cock. Weep, weep in remorse. As Judas betrayed Jesus with a kiss, and then agonized so regretfully over what you have done that death by your own hand is the only relief that you could get from the sin that you committed. As a disciple, fear for your life because you follow him, and then seek safety in shelter where nobody can find you. As the women inhale that wonderful fragrance of the mixture of myrrh and aloes that Nicodemus brought to anoint the lifeless body of Jesus, Weep as Joseph of Arimathea takes the lifeless body of Jesus and wraps it in fine linen. Watch as Joseph then rolls the rock in front of the tomb. And then grieve as you perceive this to be the end. As Mary, suffer with your child as any mother would, feeling the agony of each and every painful affront to your son. Stand at the foot of the cross as your beloved firstborn son, a man with no sin, becomes the Passover lamb. Now, before we stand in the place of Jesus, I want you to not just see Jesus like we do in this window up here. I want you to see Jesus, the Son of God, as the suffering servant. I want you to see Jesus, the innocent flesh and blood man, suffer unspeakable and excruciating pain and humiliation. And again, I want you to remember that he would endure that pain and that humiliation just as we would, because he suffered as a man that day. So as Jesus, feel deep and immense sadness as you share what you know will be your last meal with your disciples, knowing the things that they would have to face and knowing that they still really don't get it. From the deepest depths of your soul, pray at Gethsemane, because you are deeply grieved, even to death. Abba, Father, for you all things are possible. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I want, but what you want. Stand silently as you are accused. Tremble in fear at what you know is to come. Hear the sound of the whip as it cracks and lashes at your back. And then suffer the deep stripes of pain as that whip tears through your skin. Smell the metallic odor of the blood that has been drawn from your back. Hold your wrists together as though they were bound. Bear the sharp puncture of the thorns of that humiliating crown that is placed on your head. And then taste the saline-ized blood, sweat, and tears that trickle slowly down your cheek to your mouth. Endure the weight of that splintered cross as you drag it to the place of the skull, knowing fully what awaits you there. Feel the quickening of your pulse as you watch the soldiers drag out the cudgel and the spike that they will use to nail you to that cross. Submit to the agony as those spikes rip through your flesh and muscle, one hand and then the other, both feet nailed together as one. Each blow delivering a pain so intense that it takes your breath away. Cry out in agony at the thunderbolt of excruciating pain that courses through every sinew, every cell, and each and every fiber of your body as that cross is lifted and then forcefully dropped onto the waiting hole in the ground. The weight of your body pulling against the spikes that attach you to the cross. Despair at the utter loneliness you feel when you know you have been abandoned by even your Father in heaven. My God, why have you forsaken me? As you take on the sin of the world, declare, it is finished. And then release your spirit. Know your life to end in death, sure and certain death. Because to deny the reality of the sure and certain death of Jesus is to diminish his purpose here on earth, but it is also to deny his divinity. And when all is said and done, Ask yourself this question. Would I have abandoned, denied, and betrayed my Savior? When Jesus cried out, "My God, and my God, why have you forsaken me?" would he have been speaking to you as well? I began with a quote from Buechner, and I pray that it will continue to haunt you, not only today, but forever. The worst sentence that love can pass is that we should behold the suffering which love endured for our sake. To really know the joy of Easter, you have to also know the horror of the Passion. Amen.